WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Transgender and non-binary individuals face numerous barriers to care. I recently spoke with Dr. Kelly Hill, faculty member in psychiatry at the University of Kentucky and medical director of the Adolescent Behavioral Health Unit, about a new study looking at barriers to care for transgender and non-binary individuals. Kelly, thank you very much for talking with me today. It has been a while since we've talked, and since then, you are now participating in, or perhaps the head of, a new study looking at barriers to care for transgender individuals. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, certainly. I'm the PI, but we have a multidisciplinary study group looking at barriers to care to our transgender and gender nonconforming youth. And I got really interested in pursuing this, in better getting a better understanding and of what transgender individuals and non-binary individuals face, the challenges they face in getting services, both healthcare services as well as psychiatric services, through my work on the inpatient unit. Because over, I would say, the past, really from 2012 onward, since I've been on the unit, we've had more and more non-binary individuals being admitted. And so seeing these young people struggle with so much in addition to their gender, finding acceptance and their gender journey really struck me.
Well, and I was thinking too, Kelly, in anticipation of our chat, when we talk about barriers to care, we're not only talking about societal pressures on these young people that have absolutely nothing to do with seeing a physician, but physicians and other healthcare providers also have a long way to go in recognizing those struggles and caring for transgender and non-binary individuals.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Mm-hmm. And that's what our study really is trying to understand the experiences, get improved insight into the individuals' kind of challenges they're meeting, and then that way we can, well, they're encountering, I should say, and then to kind of spread the word to colleagues and across the board, because it's also healthcare providers, also pharmacies, and pharmacists of our preliminary kind of groups that we've done already are showing that these individuals can experience troubling encounters, even going to the drugstore. So that's another area too.
Well, sure, and I would think many of the patients whom you encounter probably have some degree of traumatic experiences interacting with peers, with teachers, with family members, with those very individuals that are tasked with caring for them, sometimes either don't understand or perhaps may even be overtly hostile to that journey.
That's very true. And transgender youth, they're more likely to report bullying, victimization. One study has found, well, the 2015 U.S. Transgender Survey reported 40% of transgender individuals reported a past suicide attempt, And that is 9 times greater than the general population. So
yeah,
really quite striking.
Can you tell me a little bit about the study? Is this a prospective study that individuals will enroll in, or retrospective? How will the study work?
Well, one of the beauties of the study is that it's simple. It's a one-time focus process group that is takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and in which we ask, and it's all over Zoom because, you know, COVID, for COVID precautions, and, well, where we ask, you know, these individuals a series of questions about their experiences. And so it's very simple. And, you know, for their participation, they will receive a $50 Amazon gift card. I will say we've had a handful of groups, and the people who have participated seem to really, enjoy is not the right word, but found it to be a positive experience, and they also are really quite willing to share their experiences. So for the people involved in the study, running the study group, we found it to be very poignant sessions, actually.
I would think part of that poignancy might be from giving individuals a chance to actually speak when perhaps they haven't had a chance to do that, have not had someone actively say, I want to hear you, I want to listen.
But they did express appreciation for that. Yeah, the participants we've had, yes, you're right.
Well, Kelly, is there anything that we haven't touched on regarding the study that you would want our listeners to know before we part?
Well, again, I want to encourage anybody who is interested in participating to contact me at Kelly Hill. My email is khill1@uky.edu, and I can give them further information about the study. And it's also on the UK webpage as far as research programs. And
yeah, we'll put a link up to that as well, just so
okay,
folks
that would
are
be
interested.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah, that would be great, and that would be it's the you know, also the website, I'll tell you, is www.ukbarriersstudy.com. Also,
my thanks today to Dr. Kelly Hill, UK Medical Director of the Adolescent Behavioral Health Unit and Associate Professor of Psychiatry, for talking about a new study looking at barriers to care for transgender and non-binary individuals. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.